night, as I I told you, this is our 59th wedding anniversary today, and our older daughter and son-in-law had come down from Grimshaw, so we had gone to Montana's for supper when Dee called me. And at that time, Dee, I think we just knew that Bryn was unconscious and they were working with him. So I told Dee, I'll be here. So I ran home and pulled off these two scriptures when I thought I was filling in for tonight. And that's what I'm doing. But these scriptures were selected when, as far as I knew, Bryn was still alive. And Tony, it's amazing how the Spirit of God prompted you some time ago to say CTC needed to set January for prayer. Here we are exactly halfway through. And have we ever needed prayer more than now? I think not. So I will read these scriptures, and then what should I do first, D? I read the scriptures and then the prayer requests. It doesn't matter, okay? Here are the scriptures I had chosen for tonight. My lifetime verse, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and verse 7 say, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7 say, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Prayer request for tonight. Mesa was to have her last treatment today. Pray for success with the treatments that I just read. Let me point out several things that come to mind. First of all, I don't think there's any better time for us to read the first two words of the first reference that I read to you from 1 Peter. When Peter said to the people, humble yourselves, that's where we are. We do not stand with any kind of arrogance or pride or thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to, as he says in other places. But tonight, I ask you in your own way to humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. This is not to humble ourselves under each other or some bureaucracy or some authority. But he says to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. I just finished with several other people a study of the entire book of Daniel. And the one thing that always surfaced over and over and over, whether it was in the furnace, whether it was in the lion's den or den of lions, whether Daniel was struggling with visions and interpretations and there was war after war, the one thing that kept surfacing was that our God is in control. And I think we need to remember that. No one knows tonight the future of CTC. But I'll tell you one thing. I think everyone in this room would agree we know the one that does. And that's why we're going to be talking to him lots. He won't get bored. And he won't get aggravated. He won't get frustrated with you. Just keep talking to him about it until a clear light comes through to the leadership. Under the mighty hand of God, that he may lift you up in due time. See, it's a good thing to pray when we're in crisis time. But let me say to you from experience, it's a lot better to be prayed up to date when crisis time comes. Talk to the Lord lots about the issues that are at hand. Do it from a humble position. I would have done tonight what I did for many, many years. Every time I preached in a pulpit, I didn't care if it was 20 people or if there were 3,000 people. I knelt by the pulpit, prayed. I don't think there's anything magical about how the positions you choose to pray, but I do think there's something about us being in a humble posture before God, first in the heart, then the mind, and then sometimes even the body. And I thought about praying and then asking Murray and Cam to just come and help me up, but it creates such a scene, you'll hear my heart. Tonight we humble. Verse 7 says, cast all your anxiety on Him. We're doing that here. But oh, how I beg you, in your prayer life and in your mind, you slide that prayer under Bonnie Thiessen tonight. You slide that prayer under Clancy and Elsie. You slide that prayer under their sons, their wives, the grandchildren, his sisters, brother-in-laws. Yes, thank you, Casey, the daughter and her family. Indeed, that's the way it's supposed to be. A little bit like the Quakers. We're in this thing together tonight, aren't we? Trying to get through it. Philippians, at first he said, cast your anxiety on Him. Why? Because He cares for you. What a difference it makes when you talk to someone and I talk to someone that I know when they tell me they're going to pray for me, they care about me. They care about my life, my ministry. I am convinced this one we cast our anxiety on tonight cares for what's happened in the last few hours. He cares to the extent that He's got the whole world in His hands. Little bitty babies, children, if I may borrow from the quote that Dee gave me that's oh so powerful tonight. Bryn had said to her, I don't ever want to die in a nursing home. I want to die out where I'm free. Pretty applicable, isn't it? When you die and you fall face down into the fresh snow. Snow is like the covering of the multitude of sins. It makes us white as snow. What a symbolic passing. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Remember when God gave me these scriptures tonight. Do not be anxious about anything. Now, if you can actually say, I subscribe to that 100% tonight, then you need to tell the rest of us what's wrong with us. I'm seeking that. But it is so hard to not be anxious about tonight and what's happened. Because that does impact the ongoing, the future of CTC. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation. That's next. I didn't put that in. I didn't make it up. In every situation, in the night, the under-shepherd of a church passes away and goes to be with the Lord. In every situation, by prayer and petition. Oh, this next one's hard. What does it say? With thanksgiving. Oh, we have lots to be thankful for. Dee, what was the date? It's almost 19 years. February, isn't it? Almost 19 years. God gave this church, Bryn, to be their pastor. And He gave Bryn this church to pastor. He was a situation, I say this with as much due respect and love as I know how. My dad was invited to one time to preach at First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. Some 3,500 members, and he said he was a root picker. Had never had any formal training. Said he only graduated from high school because of candy bars and apples for the teacher. But God called him to pastor a church in Worsley. And the pastor at First Baptist Church, Dallas, had my dad to preach there. You know what? He was as close to a duck out of water. But you know what the truth was? Dr. W.A. Criswell, that pastored that church for 50 years, would have been just as out of place at Worsley as my dad was in Dallas. Bryn, I think God created him for this church and for the time that He had him here. I'll not question that, and I ask you not to either. With thanksgiving, do what we're doing right now. What does the next part say? Present your requests to God. We're not just talking and praying in the vacuum of a room. We're praying and we're talking to and we're listening to the Creator of the universe, the Creator of the human race, the Sustainer of life, the only one that can offer eternal redemption. That's who we're talking to. And we're presenting our request as we go from this place tonight. We're going to be praying for some common things. We're going to be praying for Bonnie and the kids. You don't even have to remember their names. It's Bonnie, Oren, Lane, and Casey, and all the family. We're also going to be praying for CTC. She's His church. I didn't die for CTC. Jesus did. And for every person that's come to know Him in and through the life and ministry. How many of you tonight will just be open and honest that D baptized you at some point or another? Just raise your hand. See here? The man's life was not in vain. Why he's taken early, I'm going to leave that to the master designer. I'm not smart enough to tell you that. So I'll just back away from that real quick. The last verse says, and the peace of God. And that's the one He talks about. He said, I'll give you peace that what? Passes all understanding. The lost world would say, how can anybody in their right mind have peace in a situation like this? Oh yes, our hearts in turmoil, our minds are swirling. But somewhere down deep in our soul, there's a peace that God gives and that offers. You don't know that peace tonight. On behalf of your pastor that you've had as a pastor, and on my behalf, I would say there will be no better night for you to make peace with God than tonight. You do that by simply being honest with yourself, because God already knows, so you don't have to tell Him anything. But to be honest with yourself and say, I know I have sinned, but I've never formally asked Jesus Christ to forgive my sin and come into my life. You can do that right where you're sitting tonight. And then you go from there. The peace of God which transcends all understanding. As I mentioned a moment ago, the world cannot understand where you and I are at tonight. Oh, yes, it's not easy, but that peace transcends all understanding. And the last couple of things he says in that verse, that peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds. And I think that is so applicable for us tonight. Don't let Satan play with your brain tonight. And don't let him try to confuse you of what has happened and who's in charge. Because I can assure you that God is in charge tonight. And he knows what the future will hold. And I pray this prayer for you also, that God will guard your hearts and your minds. It's times like these that it would be quite easy to become confused. Oh, the church has been trying to decide and to determine, God, what are you saying to CTC, right? What are you saying to Bryn? What are you saying to the leadership team? What are you saying about music? What are you saying about everything? And now we're going to pray that God will guard our hearts and our minds. We want to be, John, like those horses you ride when you put the bridle on that's got the blinders on them. You put blinders on those horses so they don't get spooked by a partridge that's easier or some kind of distraction that makes them jump sideways. Tonight we're going to focus only on the one that says here, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Don't lose sight of where we are and whose we are and who we're following. His name is called Christ Jesus. In respect to Bryn and his family, I'm going to ask you to take just a moment of silence. And while you're doing that, those of you who want to come and just stand right here, as saying to the Lord, Lord, I'm yours. Speak to me, but also speak to Bryn's family. Will you do that? Just come and stand with me. And then after a moment, I'll lead us in prayer, and then leadership team, you come on, Dee, and you can do it again. Now, Father, heaven, hallowed be your great name. Those who are present represent the Cowboy Trail Church, standing as it would be at the foot of an empty cross, crying out to the resurrected, living, soon to return, King Jesus. Lord, we pray these scriptures that we've read tonight will become who we are. May the world around us know that, oh yes, this may change the direction of a lot of things, but Lord, it's not going to change our resolve in living for you and serving you and blessing your name. And God, I pray for me and for every one of us that we will not soon forget. Oh, we don't want to rush and we don't want to smother Bonnie, Clancy, and Elsie. But oh God, may we not soon forget the under shepherd you gave us, and that it was tonight, January 2016, 2024, that you call Bryn home. Be with all the details that have to be made and those that have to make the decisions. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. And all the people together said, Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Lead us, team.